These are the appointed feasts of the Lord, the holy convocation. You shall proclaim the time appointed for you. In the first month, the 14th day of the month at twilight, is towards Passover. And on the 15th day of the same month, is the feast of unleavened bread to the Lord. 7 days shall be unleavened bread. On the first day, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall not do any ordinary work. You shall present food offerings to the Lord for 7 days. On the seventh day, holy convocation. You shall not do any ordinary work. This is the word of the Lord. Thank you. the upper room, Jesus and his disciples sharing this very important meal together, one last intimate moment with their rabbi. Before he's taken away from them, he hung upon the cross and the common prayer. Another way to put that is to say, before he is slaughtered, on this Good Friday, we're going to be meditating upon the Lord's Passion, just like we do every year. But this time, to help guide us upon this journey, we're also going to be hearing passages from the book of Leviticus, which I'm sure you've heard of by now. It is our 66 textbook book. Leviticus is a book of laws about all sorts of different things, laws that talk to Israelites about holy living on the book. Laws that ultimately pointed to the Son, to Jesus, who kept the law perfectly for us, who stood in our place as our substitute on the cross. That's where this first passage comes in. It's a description of the Passover. The Passover is a very festival that the Jews were celebrating the same weekend. Same day that Jesus was crucified, which was not a random coincidence, by the way. It was something that God had been preparing his people for since all the way back to the days of Moses. Remember how the Israelites were rescued from Egypt during the 10th and final plague, the death of the firstborn, who was the Lamb's brother. It was the blood that was placed on the doorframe of each Israelite home, they were saved by the blood of the Lamb. That allowed the ancient death to pass over their homes, to spare them from the death that was coming for every one. That's what the Holy Bible is about. Of the Lamb, it's Jesus, it's dark red stains on wood, because it's not a portrait. It's a cross. It's that very blood that makes it possible for death to pass over us. Eternal death will not come to our houses, because the Lamb is Christ is the Lord.
Thank you.
Of course, the point in the different sections is that only a small handful of situations where you can get by with something that's less than perfect, or a goal that's almost been met. If you play horseshoes, you can catch the 4 points even if you don't score a ring. And also, if you're going to mob a hand grenade to blow something up, you can do that even if you don't correctly win the target. But almost doesn't work. It points to plenty of other things, like when you've got a deadline to meet for an important project at work, when you need to be on time for some important social responsibility, almost doesn't count when you're going to go buy your gas and buy your groceries, if you have the money or you don't. The biblical law is very clear. If you're going to bring a sacrifice to the altar, it's got to be perfect. Not almost perfect. 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 It needs to be without blemish. It won't be accepted as a sacrifice for the Lord. This is a difficult task to keep to this year. It's already hard enough having to sacrifice one of the best. Imagine having to find the best of the gifts. Only the ones without blemish. This was a very, very difficult thing to have to do. And Jesus is placed on trial. The early born doubt was coming. He was about to be sacrificed. Sin, holiness, yours and mine. He's going to be the atoning sacrifice. That means he has got to be perfect. Not almost perfect. Was. Even the Roman governor, Pontius Pilate, is able to recognize this. He says right here, I find no guilt in this man. No guilt. No sin. No blemish. Perfect. Perfect. He can get off of it. Perfect. Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Lord spoke to Moses after the death of the two sons of Aaron, who they drew near before the Lord and God. And the Lord said to Moses, "Tell Aaron, your brother, not to come at any time into the holy place inside the tent before the mercy seat that is on the altar, that he may not die. For I will appear in the cloud over the mercy seat." This way, Aaron shall bring it to the holy place, with a bull from the herd for a sin offering, and a ram for a burnt offering. He shall put on the holy linen cloak, shall have the linen undergarment on his body, and he shall tie the linen sash around his waist, to wear the linen turban. These are the holy garments. He shall bathe his body with water, and then put it on. He shall take
there's an old Jewish tradition that maybe
Soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and the other who had been crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. And while the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, yet once there came out blood and water. He who saw it as bore witness, his testimony is true, and he knows that he is telling the truth. Thank you.